For 21 years, it's been part of street life in Seattle. Street vendors selling their Real Change newspaper. Money from buyers goes to low-income and homeless vendors. And with the print business fading in newspapers, Real Change announced today they're going digital. You can download an app, scan a barcode on your local corner from your salesperson. They'll have it on a bag. Then you can get the paper on your phone. The paper's director, Tim Harris, told KUOW's Bill Radke why they're getting into the digital market.
The future of the street paper movement is both paper and digital. It's something we're wrestling with worldwide for two reasons. One is that fewer and fewer people actually carry cash with them, so that is a barrier to our vendors' success. And the other is that the way people read their news is changing, and a lot of people prefer to be able to just read their news on their mobile device. So this offers a seamless way to bring in those readers who, when they see our vendors but don't have the cash on them, make it so that those people can easily buy the paper and read it on their phones. And we can envision a time, you know, looking down the road a long ways where 10 years from now, half our sales are digital.
Now, part of the experience of buying Real Change, when I lived in Belltown, I looked forward to that ritual of I'm on the street, I meet a vendor, I chat them up, I get my paper for the bus. What's happening to that interaction?
That is the heart and soul of what makes Real Change Real Change. And what this does is it simply gives people a new way to talk to each other, because you still have to come face to face with a vendor. You launch your app, you scan a QR code on the vendor badge that is unique, and the transaction credits to that vendor the next morning. They can get it from us in the office. They can redeem it for papers or cash. So we have maintained that interaction at the heart of it. You can't buy the paper digitally without having a vendor in front of you to talk to.
And how does this app work out financially for the vendor compared with the print paper way?
There's good news and there's bad news. You know, the way the $2.99 breaks out is the vendor gets $1.49 of that, so it's a little more than they get for the newspaper sale.
They used to pay 60 cents for the newspaper. The paper cost $2. The vendor would keep $1.40.
In the digital version, they don't pay it for it up front like they do the newspaper. They just get the credit of $1.49 for the sale. We get the 60 cents that they would have paid to us. And the rest of it is basically a transaction fee that goes to the provider. The charge shows up on your iTunes or your Google Play account. It's a strength of the app is that you don't have to enter any credit card information. It's just automatically associated with the Google Play or iTunes store and builds through that previous relationship. So it makes it very fast and smooth and secure.
But when I was buying that paper, I was paying the vendor and I was paying, I think, to print to do the newspaper. Now, how much am I paying to a credit card company or an app company?
It's the app company, and it's Google or iTunes, and it's 89 cents. And it's, you know, we think of it as the convenience fee. We looked at various papers, street papers that had tried to do this in the past. And we arrived at the conclusion that we had to make it fast, seamless, utterly secure, and deliver the digital product. And the in-app purchase was the best way to do that. And the downside of this is that it makes tipping through the app completely impractical, because the 30% fee is on the entire transaction amount. So, you know, you tip, you give your vendor $5 digitally. Nobody wants to see $1.80 of that go to the provider. So we didn't include that as an option. And we think that people will continue to tip their vendor, but it'll be during those times when they have cash. Maybe they'll dig a little deeper because they haven't tipped quite as often in the past.
How much money will this bring into Real Change?
It's hard to say, but we think that this is a game changer. It's what's so exciting about this as we talk to the vendors and we talk to our readers and tell them what this will do. The thing that we hear over and over again is, I see vendors all the time. I don't have cash on me. This is fantastic. It's the solution to that I've been waiting for. I'm going to buy it every week.
Lots of papers are struggling, many street papers. How will your app help other street papers around the world?
this is a really exciting aspect of it, because we had a number of decision points as we were building this with the team of volunteers from Google. And we built it in such a way that it's generalizable to pretty much any database that a street paper is using. And our next version of this is going to be to streamline this for release to share it with the international street paper movement. And there's some other street papers that have, have various solutions to this issue. But we are the first in the world to create a device that allows for cashless payment and delivery of a digital edition.
That's RealChain's founding director, Tim Harris. You can now download the app to get RealChain in digital form from street vendors. The digital paper will cost you $2.99. The paper copy is still $2.